Roll up.
Hey, welcome to Starting Block here for another Thursday. You got myself, Grino, and I'm joined by a man who, in his 2 weeks off, has managed to find the start of that pro bus interview, my co-captain Damo. How are we, sir?
Very good, Grino. Good evening to you. Good evening to all the boys and girls out there on board the listenership, and as always, Grino, the blockheads.
In the millions.
Tuning in right around the world. It was a good couple of weeks. I enjoyed it.
Good time.
Yep.
Good time. You took the first week off because you were going to write. How much writing did you get done?
Oh, not a lot.
None.
Not a lot. Yeah,
excellent.
Did get a little bit of podcast action going, though. So it wasn't a complete loss.
Not this podcast, though.
Not this podcast.
No.
No, because this podcast requires me to be here.
To be here. So you took a week off to work on a different podcast,
yes.
Thus negating our listeners of their podcast.
It's called diversifying, Green.
Yeah.
You got to diversify.
It's called taking the piss out of the fans.
It's the way of the future. It's the way of the future.
The blockheads.
I'm diversifying my podcast capital.
No, but diversify means you do both simultaneously.
Yeah.
No, but you didn't. No. You dropped one off.
Yeah, no, nobody can do two at the same time.
Of course they can. You're a man that can handle much more than one.
Okay, let's get you in the studio, in the home studio, and the guys from the TCD, and we'll do a Starting Block / TCD podcast.
That'd go for 7 hours.
Yes, it would.
And it means I'd have to listen to political stuff,
You'd have to cease diversifying at that point.
Yeah, I'm undiversifying.
Just have to focus. Yes. Yeah.
How are we?
Are we going to diversify this intro?
We are. We're done. We're done with the intro.
Good. Very good. Building a little veggie garden at the moment.
I heard.
What do you know about pests?
Damo's backyard. They're annoying.
I know
we've got
the NRL segment coming up, but I'm talking about your garden variety. Garden variety.
What do I know about them?
Yeah.
Very frustrating. Very frustrating for a gardener.
Is it?
I believe, yes.
Can you just sort of nuke? What's the garden equivalent of a nuclear weapon?
I go a big spray personally around the house. You ever done that? The outside bait, not the bait spray. It's kind of a surface killer.
A big pump action
surface killer. We'll take care of all your business. You do it around the garden, just on the edges, and it'll take care of those bad boys.
That's what I was thinking.
It'll bring them all out and it'll kill them.
How do you stop the flying ones? You know those little fly trap jars.
You can just fly traps in your nets.
Yeah. Well, I bought three of these fly trap jars.
What kind of flying bugs are we talking here? We're talking bees. We're talking flies, we're talking mosquitoes. What's the situation?
Well, the manure just attracts regular house flies.
So flies, that's a different story.
You're going to have to go salt lick or something. I'm telling you, salt licks are for horses.
Yeah, I know. But
there aren't any horses, stray horses wandering into
my
the
theory,
yard.
My theory behind the salt lick, Damo.
Settle down, Farlap.
Is I think they'd be distracted by the salt lick.
Mama needs them for the soup.
I think they'd be focused on the salt lick and leave your manure alone.
Not the carrots.
My rationale, sir.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, very good.
What about you? What did you do in 2 weeks? You did one show.
I did one show, which was absolute complete merd.
Why? What was wrong with it?
Well, because I hadn't slept in 3 days, and it was my first day back in the state.
So
I basically raced from the airport to here to pump out a show. Mm. And I hadn't read any sport. Mm-hmm. So a bit hard to pump out an hour of sport content solo, not ready any sport for the week.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say rarely do we pump out sports content anyway.
Well, it is the anti-sport show, but...
Yeah.
You know, different times.
Which state did you go to?
Victoria.
Victoria.
Down in Melbourne. Down in Melbourne, do a bit of training down there.
Have you managed to get the stink off yet?
Or? I love Melbourne, man. We've had this conversation many a time. You're a fan of Melbourne also?
Sometimes. It's like a love-hate relationship.
You were going to move down there at some point.
I was, yeah, but now I'm glad I didn't.
Really?
Yeah,
change your scope.
It's a love-hate relationship with Victoria.
So I've never. I think I'm there that infrequently. I can't help but enjoy it in the small periods.
That's the key, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like this show when you're doing it every single week.
Yeah.
You really hate it.
Yeah.
But when you come in, sort of
once a month, like you tend to do. Yeah.
It's a great place to be.
It's a great place.
Great place to be.
Let's talk a little bit about our old demo. This is the review. This is what happened last week. Now, firstly, I'm going to do a wave of the finger.
Wait, shouldn't we do like a since you wish that should have been since you've been gone?
You reckon?
Yeah.
No, well, not really, because it was only last week.
Okay.
So it's the same as any other week.
No, intro part should have been simple. There you go. Yeah. Whoa. Sit.
Because you had 2 weeks.
Get a stutter.
You had 2 weeks.
So
you had to do two since you've been gone. That's what you just did since you've been gone.
That's good. I just wanted to bring balance back to the universe.
Yeah.
Balance out the force.
Just even. Got to keep it even.
Okay.
Last week, wave of the finger to the NRL.
Mm-hmm.
Fans, they love their Thursday night footy, Damo.
There was
not one second of Thursday night footy last week.
What? Oh, how is... Again, it didn't rate in the top 20.
It didn't rate. They moved over the Easter weekend. Obviously, they moved it to a Monday game instead. So Thursday night got the old heave-ho.
Yeah.
Same this week. No Thursday night footy tonight. I'm gutted. I'm just going to be staring at a blank TV tonight. Just... imagining the footy is on.
Goggle box isn't on either.
No, that's wrapped up. The big season. What did you think of the big season? Wait. What did you think? about the big Gogglebox finale. How'd you find it?
I found it was thoroughly enjoyable.
I found it above par. I think they went out with a bang.
Above par.
They went out with a bang.
Did they?
With the Gogglebox finale.
So what happened in the finale? How does a show that has no plot have a finale anyway?
Well,
isn't every show just a continuation of the pointless drivel murder of people watching TV?
It is, but they build a cliffhanger.
How do they do that?
The big Greek woman, she choked on a chicken bone. We don't know if she survived till the next season. Crazy Malaka.
Right.
She choked, stuffing her fat face with kind of, you know, salty...
I see.
Processed crap, and we don't know whether... So we find out next season whether she survived to sit on her ass and watch more television.
Oh, that's gripping. Mm. This is like Bold and the Beautiful level.
On the plus side, though, the replacement on Thursday evening. Mm. So fear not, Thursday night footy fans.
You've been taken care of.
You've been taken... Because last week, they had Stargazing Live, Damo.
Really?
Which raided through the roof.
Now, is that like some old guy on a veranda looking through a telescope? Or?
So basically, it's television cameras pointed at the sky and we all watch together.
I see.
I'm not making this shit up, man.
Really? Is there like commentary?
I guess there's some commentary. I didn't watch it.
Yes.
I could just go outside.
And Alpha Centauri is exactly where we left it last weekend.
Think a bit of that gear.
And if you look to your left, you'll notice the Southern Cross in the sky.
It was scintillating. You'll notice, obviously.
It has not moved.
No Dream Gardens, though. It wasn't up to the high level of Dream Gardens.
Dream Gardens.
Is that what inspired you to do your garden? All the Dream Gardens you saw?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that and the impending breakdown of civilization as we know it.
Yeah, because you want to get some food there ready to go just in case, you know, the local Audi runs out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, in a society civil breakdown situation, the lineup for Coles checkouts.
Oh, yeah.
Self-serve. I don't have time for that.
It'd be a shit fight.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No one's got time for that. Let's talk about the footy, Damo.
Yeah.
Friday, Good Friday game, Doggies versus Rabbits. Now,
is it good to play on Good Friday?
Oh, no problem with it.
You have no problem with it. But what about the wider sort of...
religious element?
Well, you know, the holiday, the whole thing.
I think Jesus would have wanted us to play footy, Damo. Bulldogs 24, Rabbits 9.
I mean, that's why he resurrected, so he could check the scores.
He wanted to check the scores out. He was kicking himself. I can't believe I missed Saturday footy.
But he got to see Thursday night, though.
That's the main thing.
And Gogglebox.
And Gogglebox, that's the main thing. The finale, he caught it.
Yeah. Big fan.
Massive fan of Gogglebox.
Big fan, the big man.
Mm. Dogs 24, Rabbits 9. Yeah, that's a bit rude on Easter weekend for the Rabbits to lose. That should just be a given. They should have a bye every week.
Yeah.
They're busy. The plucky Knights, Damo.
The plucky Knights.
Because they lose every week.
Preseason favourites, yes.
But they lose every week, but apparently they've given it their all.
Have they?
They're a great side. He's a super coach, Nathan Brown.
Oh, because they got spirit,
They got spirit. They got pluck.
Pluck.
They got plucked by the Roosters 24-6. The Broncos pulled an absolute rabbit out of their ass by beating the Titans 24-22. They were down 18-0 at one point.
Really?
Came back and got the big W.
How's Jared playing these days?
He hasn't played a game yet.
Hasn't he?
No, he's been injured since round one.
Has he?
Yeah, I think he's back this week.
Okay.
We'll touch on that in the Chuck Wheeler Show tips.
Yes.
The Crazy Malakas. How did I forget?
The Crazy Malakas.
The Gold Coast Crazy Malakas got dusted by the Bronx.
Yep.
The Storm beat the Manly Seagulls 30-26.
Stormers. It's all happening. What's this guy with Anthony Watmo?
What
do Manly owe him $500,000 or something?
It'd be Para that owes him $500,000.
No, apparently like QBE insurance or something. Bring it up.
No, it's Para. Because basically what happened is Para said he's medically retired because they wanted him off his salary cap.
Right.
But then they put in a claim with QBE, and QBE said, no, he's definitely got an injury. It's, you know, it's career ending. However, that was pre-existing before he started at Para, so you can't get paid.
I see.
That's what that's about.
Wow.
He should have seen Law Partners.
So no wonder Manly were so keen to say...
offloading, yeah. He's got a chronic knee condition, and Para didn't do their due diligence.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time.
No,
salary caps,
not.
Board members. Yeah, we've been down this road before.
That's it. There was a separate set of books for Anthony's medicals.
Yeah.
The Raiders, they took a little while to beat the anti-Melbourne, we're going to refer to them now, the Warriors. Because Melbourne, anyone that goes to them becomes better. Anyone that goes to Warriors becomes worse.
Ah, good, good.
So the anti-Melbourne, New Zealand Warriors, got dusted 20-8.
Yep.
The Dragons...
aren't we eventually going to have to name everyone? Because everyone's going to play there eventually.
What, the...
anti-Melbourne.
The anti-Melbourne.
Yeah.
Well, no, this particular team, like the reverse Melbourne, the bizarro Melbourne.
Bizarro Melbourne.
That's the phrase I'm looking for.
Okay.
Dragons beat the Cowboys to stay top of the ladder somehow. How are they top of the ladder? The Sharks completely pumped the Panthers 28-2.
The Dragons are making us all look very silly.
Well, this is the season's a long, like, it's a long season, Dave.
How are you Raiders doing? Where are they on?
Kicking ass, man. Fifth, maybe? Fifth or sixth?
Fifth? That's not kicking ass.
Oh, we're still looking good, man.
That's not even, that's barely making finals a decade ago.
What are you talking about? We're fifth, we're only one win away from third.
Okay, one win away from third.
We're one win away from third.
At
in
four
fifth.
Places away from first.
Well, yeah, exactly. We're two wins away from first.
Okay.
But the Dragons will drop a bunch of gates. It's fine. Yeah. Panthers got beaten by the Sharks here, and Tigers got... They managed to choke with an Eels win there and cost me a perfect round.
Oh, dear.
Now, Damo, we've got levels, right? Everything's about levels on this show. Levels. So you've got... When we're talking about good stuff, you've got your tip of the hat.
Tip of the hat.
Which is followed by none other than our old favourite, if you will. And then you've got a get down ball for the top tier.
Yep.
Now, in the reverse, we've got wave of the finger,
which
I think is the lower echelon. That's just a bit of a warning.
Wave or wag.
Wave or wag,
it depends, you know, your own cultural preferences.
Exactly, whatever you'd like.
Yeah.
I'm putting in a next tier called dick move.
Dick move.
Dick move.
Okay.
This one falls into this category.
Well, I mean, there's been umpteen number of dick moves in the NRL.
Massive,
some
massive
of them
amounts.
More public than others.
Yeah, just a little bit. And then we're going to have to come up with a third tier. The only ones I can think of are words I can't say on air.
Okay.
So have a think about that in the ad break, and we'll come up with a third tier to go like dross, goss, and toss.
Toss.
Hot toss.
Okay,
hot goss,
so it's got to be below dick move, though.
It's going to be above dick move. We're talking about a criteria above dick move.
Yes, but in the reverse.
Reverse, so it's got to be something worse than a dick move.
Exactly, so that's lower.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Now, this week's dick move goes to none other than the Sharks, particularly Paul Gallen.
What? Is this a new... Wait, Paul, this is not a new segment.
This is...
Hacking on Paul Gallen
isn't
a new segment.
What they did, I'm putting in the dick move category.
Oh, okay. So this is a special action.
This is a special action that he's done to fall into dick move territory.
I thought he would just be there already.
He's already there, but, you know, we're going to, like, point it out a bit
further. He's flopped over the line to become a dick move.
Exactly. Okay. So the Sharkies, they've had a bit of a tiff.
A tiff.
It could be a stoush.
A quarrel?
It could be a stoush.
Would it be a stoush?
That's a stoush. With Phil Gould over the last, 12 months.
Gus.
Gus said he wouldn't pick him for Origin last year. Then
anyone be angry at Gus?
Then he said that they had a soft premiership win last year because the draw was pretty soft last year.
I see.
And then the Sharks played the Panthers. Now a bit, a bit lippy going, have a look, we showed how soft we are.
Yeah.
But then they started complaining because apparently the Sharks' wives and girlfriends, or both in some cases, they were complaining about their seating. He said, I can't believe... He was complaining on air. I can't believe our wives and girlfriends... They were disrespected. They had to sit on the hill.
They are Shire girls.
Exactly. Complaining about the free...
Surprised someone wasn't out there fanning them and feeding them grapes.
Complaining about the quality of your free tickets. Dick move. All right, let's do Chuck a Wheelie. Show us your tips, Damo.
I mean, you get that damp thing all on your backside.
That was a beautiful sunny day. That's the only tickets I could afford when I went to see Panthers games.
Yeah, you bring a blanket and bring a
you get
thermos,
hammered at Panthers beforehand.
Thermos with hot dogs in it.
Yeah. Well, not that. Yeah.
No, you got to go the whole hog. Is the riff, babe. This isn't the Shire.
No. That's
you get no special.
That's Rabbitohs territory there where you're talking about hot dogs.
Territory.
Let's do Chuck and Wheelie. Show us your tips, Damo.
Write
yours down. Raiders, Seagulls tomorrow.
Raiders.
Yep, gone Raiders as well. Rabbitohs versus Broncos.
Broncos.
Broncos as well. Eels v Panthers.
Panthers.
I've gone Panthers as well. Cowboys Knights.
Cowboys.
Cowboys are without Jonathan Thurston, Damo. And
Cowboys.
Matt Scott. Cowboys. No love for the plucky Knights.
Plucky Knights. No, but they might have ticker.
They might have.
I don't think they're going to do it up there. What's the name?
What's
the ridiculous
1300 smiles.
They're going to be all smiles, the Cowboys.
They
I tell
will
you
be.
Something. Did you take the Cowboys, did you, or the Plucks?
No, I took Cowboys. Okay. I'm not an idiot.
The lucky Plucks.
Sharks versus the Gold Coast Crazy Malakas.
Sharkies.
Yeah, I've gone Sharkies too. Tigers v Doggies.
Tough one. Tigers.
Really? Even though they choked against an Eels team?
The reverse choke.
All right, I'm going Doggies.
Okay.
Roosters, Dragons.
Take the Culture Club.
I'm going Culture Club as well.
Okay.
I'm tipping the ladder leaders to start falling from grace this
week. Start tumbling.
And Storm v the Warriors.
Go the Stormers.
Well, so it's the Storm versus Bizarro Storm.
Oh, well, now I might pick a draw.
Yeah, that's got to be, definite draw.
No, I don't know who to pick. Maybe a vortex will open up, like a tear in the space-time continuum.
And just there'll be no winner.
Swallow Cam. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Hey, excellent. A good segue unintentionally
hang on. Who's your tip?
I just said Storm.
Storm? All right, we're both going Storm.
All right, excellent. All right, so that brings us into this to wrap up the segment.
Okay. Wow, we've got to adjust the volume on that little grab.
But that's no
But that's
no it's delicious. But
perfect levels,
perfect levels.
I don't
know. I think it's pretty loud.
But that's not rugby league game. Well, you listen back to it when you listen to the podcast.
Okay.
We'll sort it out. It's been a while. Oh, I'm going to say a while. It's been a week because I did one last week. But but that's not rugby league has made a return.
Excellent.
Because I've cut my BSB listening down to a svelte 6 minutes. I've cut off any early morning listening.
Yep.
It's literally now the trip from the time my ass hits the seat in the car to the time I get to the train station 5 minutes away, only on the days that I choose to drive to the station instead of riding.
I think that's a pretty good schedule.
I think that's enough.
Yeah, I think you get a firm grasp of
what they're going to talk about.
What's been going on.
So, in that, literally 6 minutes this week.
6 minutes. But what a 6 minutes.
What a 6 minutes.
Action packed.
A caller called into BSB and was talking about how it was embarrassing for 46-year-old Kelly Slater still winning surfing.
Why is that?
The response straight away from Andrew Webster, who was filling in this week, was
give it to me.
Are Smith, Slater, and Kronk too old? Well done, Webby.
I've never felt so accepted in all my life.
Back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Remember, if you want to kiss us where it smells funny, do it via the Twitter, Greeno, the little blue bird, at the starting block, one word, drop the K at the end. Also, the Facebook, we're on there. The YouTube. We haven't done a YouTube for a while. I'll have to do up a YouTube.
Oh, just do that exciting segment about gardening that we kicked off the show.
Gardening. Oh, well, you know what? We'll challenge amazing. What's the name of that the garden show that I love so much?
Oh, Dream Gardens.
Dream Gardens, that's the
Dream Gardens. How many YouTube hits have Dream Gardens got?
Yeah.
Squat.
We're going to go head to head.
I'm going to Google that.
Head to head, baby.
Yeah.
In Gogglebox style.
Mm.
No prisoners.
It's the only way to do it.
Garden Wars.
Don't forget the podcast, startingblock.podbean.com. We're gonna push. We had to move the segments around, Damo, because we can't have two tips back to back. I realise too much tipping.
Okay.
So we're gonna talk a little bit of US sport in the interim. Now there was it was suggested today, not announced. It was kind of like, you know, inverted, that Serena Williams is actually 20 weeks pregnant. So congratulations there to Serena.
Okay.
Now that opened up a couple of questions. Firstly, if she's 20 weeks pregnant now, it means she won the Australian Open whilst like 2 months pregnant.
Wow.
So that's impressive. My next thought is, she is so dominant, how many weeks pregnant would she have to be before someone would actually could beat her?
Good question, Greeno.
I think she could go full term.
Yep. She could be crowning.
She could be crowning and still probably make it through to the final.
Yeah, and still get that return.
Mm.
Hit that return.
I'm genuinely intrigued. I want to see how far she can push this.
Yeah, why not? Like, it'd be an interesting experiment.
Because she can just do it at the change of ends, just like pop the kid out, change of ends, and then back to it.
Yeah, yeah, like at Wimbledon,
yeah,
like just before she lifts the cup up, just pop the baby into it.
Into it.
And then lift it up, like fill it with champagne.
Bit of like,
watch it, yay!
Now we're talking, And then we can play a little bit of this one.
What do we got?
Following after, we need filler, because I got to actually search for
bit
this.
Bit of fluff.
This is what happens on professional shows.
Yeah. this is professional.
Professional shows that actually
tell the listeners that there are other shows out there that might breach high levels of professionalism. And that doesn't happen. Doesn't exist.
I can't find what I'm looking for here. Anyway, I'll see if this pops what I want.
Okay. Well, this is great. This is great.
Great
radio.
Filler. Dude, this is... that's terrible, that.
Oh, the Lion King.
The Lion King, when she's meant to raise the baby. But that sucked, that.
Yeah.
I
just can't wait to be king, Greeno.
Oh, yeah, exactly. A bit of Hakuna Matata. Okay. So congratulations there to Serena. Who knows? Will she be back? Well, like I said, she's not going to play on if she's
35 years old.
Yeah, she's already broken the modern day record for Grand Slam wins for a woman.
No, she tied it, didn't she?
No, she beat Steffi, didn't she?
She tied. Her victory over older sister Venus Williams broke it. Yes, you're right. Broke a tie with Steffi Graf.
Mm.
That's a shame. I like Steffi.
Yeah, too bad. Now the second greatest woman.
Yeah, there you go.
To play. Well, not technically. I still think Margaret Court's better.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to go down a different angle there.
No, definitely not.
Okay. I wouldn't do that.
No, of course not.
Wouldn't do that.
Now, dumbest moment of the week. I'm not going to play the tune because this is just like...
Oh, it's dumber. I come from...
Dick move. I'm putting in the dick move category.
Okay, another dick move.
Another dick move.
Two for two, baby.
Two for two today. Pittsburgh Pirates outfielder Starling Marte has been suspended for 80 games by the MLB after testing positive...
What's that like,
half
about
the season.
A quarter of a season?
Half the season he's been suspended for testing positive to a performance-enhancing substance.
Oh, no. I'll just have to wait on my yacht.
Exactly, yeah. It's a tough life. He's going to have to come back to his multi-million-dollar contract.
They really don't take, like, performance-enhancing drugs too full on in America, do they?
Well, you know, the MLB, to their credit, have really cracked down on it.
Oh, what, by giving half year bans?
No, it's segmented. So the first time you test positive, you just think
the sun shines out of baseballs.
No, I think it should be way harder. I think first ban, like first time, should be a year's ban. Second time, in debt, like permanent.
Why not just first time permanent?
Because you're going to have scenarios where people haven't taken it. It's been like prescribed by someone else, or it's in a balm or whatnot, and they're not aware that it has a steroid, so it kind of creates that opportunity.
Well, what's
that,
the difference? So what if that happens twice then?
No, well, there was a guy who copped an 80 game suspension who had like it was like 0.1% of like test like of the actual substance because of a cream he put on his arm.
So it's okay.
But he technically tested positive, but it wasn't in any way performance enhancing.
Okay, don't take performance enhancing drugs unless you just take a little bit.
No, well,
it's not so bad.
It's a variance between whether it's performance enhancing or literally it's just something that's in his system.
I'm actually of the opinion where you just legalise all performance enhancing drugs.
Open season.
I want like bulked up supermen playing sport. Mm. I want the 100 metres to be run in like 3 seconds.
Three and a half, yeah.
And I want to see how far we can push like the drug / body to its absolute limit. I want people to break the sound barrier. You know, I want people to hit a baseball that literally orbits the earth.
Well, they did during the PED era.
Yeah.
Where everyone had no necks but and their foreheads swelled.
But that was then. And like, imagine how far technology's come now. Imagine how far we could push these folks.
We could. I don't like it.
It would be great spectacle.
Falls into dick move, Damo.
Great spectacle.
Dick move.
And then and then think of all the billions we would save on all this policing piss into a cup crap.
I don't know, there's a blood test now.
Blood test.
Blood test as well.
Think of all the doctors we could kick out of a job.
That's what you
get
want.
Back to curing cancer.
Yeah, get into
Do something productive with your life. Leave the sportsman alone. We're just trying to win and entertain us, damn it.
Not only was this a dick move, Damo, this was a dumb dick move.
Dumb dick move.
Because
3D, baby.
The drug you tested positive for, nandrolone, is actually something that stays in your system for a year and a half.
Wow.
So if you're going to cheat...
So it's going to be in his system longer
when
he's going to be in the out of the baseball system.
Exactly. Genius.
Wow. So can they nab him again?
They'll have to nab him again.
Excellent.
Just thanks for coming.
Excellent.
NBA finals have kicked off. Now, the first thing, talk about a terrible way to start the NBA finals, was Isaiah Thomas... For the Boston Celtics, had to play game one a day after his younger sister died in a car crash. Tragically, there was obviously questions of whether...
What do you mean, had to?
We didn't have to. He chose to.
Okay.
So he made the decision. They said, look, family first, whatever you need to do. There was a nice tribute paid to his sister. And he came out and he was our best player. Boston still lost.
That can happen both two ways, can't
it? Yeah. So he had a blinder. His team was trying too hard to win it for him and push their hand. And Chicago, who were the eighth seed, up 2-0 overall in that series.
Wow.
Washington is up over Atlanta 2-0. Toronto and Milwaukee are tied at 1-1.
Toronto back in the finals.
They've been in the finals for the last couple of years, man.
Have they really?
Yeah. They've got a sound little team, but not good enough to beat Cleveland or Boston.
Right.
Cleveland is currently 2-0 up on the Indiana Pacers. Over there in the Western Conference, Golden State are running away with this thing. It's going to be Golden State all the way.
Don't say that. Come on, Rockets. Come on, you good things. It's been a long time between drinks.
Since the dream.
Oh, what's that, about 92?
92, 93, yeah, it would have been. Yeah.
Thereabouts. And Clyde, the Glide.
You had Clyde and then Barkley joined in the year after and they couldn't win. Yep, because Jordan came back.
Yep.
And beats ball. They're up 2-0 on Portland. They beat Portland today by 30 with their second best player not playing. They just rested him to rest his knee. In a finals game.
It's incredible.
Like Kevin, put your feet up, son.
It's incredible.
The Clippers are tied 1-1 with Utah.
Yep.
Houston over OKC is 2-0. That's the battle of the MVPs.
Yeah,
so you've got Russell Westbrook, who put up 50 points today, but his team still lost.
Yeah, but he had a little bitching session about, you know, he deserves to be MVP, you were saying?
Yeah, well, they asked James Harden if they think, oh, you know, because Russell Westbrook averaged a triple-double this year.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
And James Harden's had an amazing year, probably deserves an MVP, personally. And then they're like, oh, what do you think? And he goes, well, you know, last time I checked, Houston won more games. Isn't the point of this game winning?
That's it, slap down.
Who's more valuable, James Harden, because they won more games.
And you were saying he averages, what, about 15 assists per game? Or
yeah, something like that, yeah. He's absolutely killing it this
year. Worth 30 points.
Yeah. Oh, easily. He's a much more all-round player.
Yep.
In the same way that, in reality, every year the award should go to LeBron James, because he is the best player every year, but they just try and mix it up, because they're like...
It's not for now. Come on, LeBron. You won it last time.
He's won 15.
Why don't we give somebody else a turn?
It's ridiculous. Yeah. And then the Spurs are currently up 2-0 over Memphis. This has been the highlight of the NBA Finals thus far, was the hissy fit that their coach gave yesterday.
Was it a stoush?
No, it wasn't a stoush. It was a dead set hissy fit. In a good way. He was sticking up
for... A good hissy fit.
It was a good hissy fit, as in he blasted the refs afterwards.
Oh, good.
talking about how the fact that his team got no fouls and just didn't make any sense. Okay. And
we're playing street ball, coach.
Street ball, and he was disrespected, and how they won't rook him.
Dissing him.
Because he's a rookie coach. He's like, oh, we're not taking that. And he copped a 30 grand fine today that his players are going
to
pay.
Oh, that's nice of the players.
That is very nice.
It's nice of them to chip in.
Yeah, exactly. They got the spare cash.
Well done.
It's fine. We're going to wrap it up with one of these, Damo. Another one.
Hey, are you sure it's not too loud?
It's fine. Have a look at the levels, sir.
But that's naughty.
Sounds like
but that's naughty.
Yeah.
It's the beauty, it's delicious, okay. But that's
naughty. let me just get the blood out of my eardrums and we'll continue.
Makes the goat sound surround sound. Yeah. It's sensational. If you haven't heard a goat like that before, you've never lived.
No, it's a real live goat, actually, in here.
In the studio. We just mic it up.
Yep.
This one goes to the...
Clarence, his name is.
Yeah, Clarence. Thanks for joining us, Clarence, for the show. Yep. This one goes to the Fox Sports website, Damo, who decided to post a video, but couldn't help but putting in a bit of a rugby league / rugby reference.
Little flavour.
Because why not? The video was Stephen Adams.
Got to cross-promote the shit out of everything.
Exactly. Now, he's an NBA player for the Oklahoma City Thunder, who did a big check block in order to set a pick.
We were just talking about street rules, Greeno.
Exactly.
No blood,
big
no
street
foul.
Block, knocked the guy over, blah, blah, blah. They couldn't help but quote it with this one. Stephen Adams channels Sonny Bill Williams in vicious scream.
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Yeah, back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. There's a cough button there, isn't there?
No, not anymore. We used to have one in the old studio.
We used to have an old cough button. That would have been very handy right there. Yeah. Or you could have coughed, you know, maybe when we weren't on air for the last 4.5 minutes.
Well, this is the thing. You can't time it. I mean, we're professional, but not to that extent.
Not to the extent where we can cough without the mic on.
No.
This is your time to shine, baby.
Oh, AFL. Don't put that kind of pressure on me.
This is your segment.
I know nobody cares about AFL.
Yeah, but no one cares about the MLB. I still crap on about
None of our listeners care about the AFL anyway.
None of our listeners care about anything we talk about except for the Dream Gardens, really.
All right, well, AFL, they love their Thursday night footy.
They love their Thursday night footy in the AFL. The
West Coast Eagles. Swans are 0-4 now.
Well, you picked it, not on air, but we were talking about it. We had a bit of Chile at your joint a couple of weeks ago, and we said Swannies could be legitimately 0-5 because West Coast is going to be tough, and then they got GWS.
Yeah, at the SCG.
Actually, now that I think about it, I did say this on air last week.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I just transcribed our conversation.
Are you aware of the Owen meme?
No.
There's an AFL Owen meme.
Yeah.
So, you know, is it Owen Wilson, the actor? So, you know, like, whenever... you get these pictures and they just put like Owen Wilson in, and it's like, hey, what's going on? And it'll be like 0-3, and it'll be Owen Wilson there, or 0-4, 0-5.
Yeah,
the last one I saw was 0-4 Thorn, and they put his head on a Hawthorn player's body.
I thought
it was quite amusing.
Yeah,
very amusing. Apparently, it came from Fremantle last year when they were 0-10.
Oh, okay, yeah,
0-10, baby. Mm. So, yeah, so West Coast beat the Swannies, Western Bulldogs, Greeno.
Snuck over North Melbourne there. North Melbourne still haven't won a game as well, haven't they?
No, and they're 0-4 as well, but I heard a stat that...
Memes for them?
Not so much for North Melbourne, no.
No, that's a bit unfair.
They're the forgotten 0 team.
Yeah, that's...
It's all about Hawthorn and the Swans.
I think that's worse, really. Like, the
really?
Shit, and they're being neglected.
Yeah, it's not fair. Give them something.
Give them something. Give them the old meme, damn it.
Get a meme. You deserve one. You
definitely deserve a meme.
I heard a stat that apparently they've... You know, like 18 games less than 6 points under Brad Scott, they've won 4 and lost 14.
Wow.
That's a horrible stat to have against your name, isn't it?
Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
So it's like they get to the end of the game.
Yeah.
And in a lot of those games, they were in front with, like, you know, 5 minutes to go.
Yeah.
As was the case in this one. So they can't take a trick.
It'll happen.
Yeah. Freo got over Melbourne. That was great. Giants beat Port Adelaide.
Just Freo got over Melbourne.
Yeah, it was a great game, though, gaming around.
Gold Coast, who everyone said
GWS,
they're garbage, they're crap. GWS just beat on crap competition. They haven't lost since.
No, that was the kick up the backside they needed. Mm. And Ablett has been pretty good since then as well.
Yeah.
Because he was rubbish in that game. Mm. They were all coming out saying, oh, he's got to go, sack him.
Yeah.
He's finished. He's washed up. He's got
to
go.
He's one of the greatest players to ever play the game.
Yeah.
He's a freak.
Yeah, he's one of the top five. They reckon he might be going back to Geelong.
Really? Just to end his career? That makes sense. I don't mind. I like the farewell tour.
If I'm Geelong, I would pick him up as long as he's like 50K or something, whatever the minimum payment is.
I wouldn't pay him
a salary.
You're not paying him millions.
No, I'd be like, okay, if you want to be here, then you can be here. But, you know, this is your choice kind of thing.
Exactly.
Like, we don't need you.
Yeah.
I mean, Geelong are kicking ass right now. Mm. So
not really a...
No, that's Gary, but a great contextual use of the sound
effect. The Gary, yes.
Yeah, Gold Coast playing well. Actually, a little funny moment. I saw Tom Lynch, Gold Coast captain, the big forward, big full forward. They all rate him. I think they overrate him. But yeah. He's on their AFL 360 last night. And, you know, Mark Robinson, the AFL writer, Herald Sun. Yeah. He asked him, you know how reporters can ask really dumb questions?
Yeah.
How's this for a hot take, Greta? Mm. He asked him, Tom, are you gettable? And he goes, gettable in what sense? He's like, you know, so other clubs, if they're interested. Now, he's just been main captain, and like 3 months ago, he's just signed a new contract.
Yeah.
And here he is saying, if other clubs came and on live TV, would you, you know, are you gettable? Well, what's he going to say? What's he going to say to that?
He's going to say, oh, why isn't that playing? That gag would have been solid. Damn you, Stereo. Damn you.
No, but what's he supposed to say in that situation? Well,
What's he supposed to say? Let's try this gag again.
Folks, I don't know where I come from.
That's what he's supposed to say in that situation.
Yeah, if the right club comes around and puts enough zeros on it, of course.
I'll back out of my contract.
I don't care about contracts.
No, exactly.
I don't care about this club.
This is the NRL, baby.
I'm only doing captain to pick up chicks.
Yeah.
You know, what a stupid question.
Very dumb question.
St Kilda playing well, beat Collingwood. Yeah. Richmond, Greeno, undefeated.
Mm.
So the wheels will fall off them. They're a bit like the Dragons.
Yeah.
The wheels will fall off.
They'll
eventually
fall off. It's a long season.
And look at that last one.
The Cats.
Hawthorn 48, Geelong 134.
Craziness. Yep. Absolute craziness.
Because didn't I tell you at the start of the season, you can't get rid of like 400 games experience and then expect to still be, you know, finishing top four.
They've been so good for so long, though. Yeah. So good for so long, I just assume they'd just keep on winning.
They've still got, though, like 7 or 8 All-Australian players in their
team. Yeah, that's why I thought they keep winning, but you know, I'm changing
that's
the
thing.
Line.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You've got to be careful, because they rode off Geelong for like 10 years,
yeah,
and now they're back on top of the ladder again. They were still playing finals in all those years. They were still finishing top four.
Still sound.
And they were like, oh, no, this year, now they're finished. I've just got a feeling like somewhere you can't write them off. Like, they might come out and win every game of the season now.
Maybe.
Because they've still got a pretty good squad. Yeah. So, we'll see what happens.
They'll find a way.
See what happens.
All right, Chuck a wheelie, show us your tips, Damo.
Tips to Port Adelaide.
Yep. Versus Carlton. I'll go Port as well.
Yep.
Is there any point in recording our tips anymore? Because we've missed like 2 weeks.
Yeah, no, the competition goes on.
Oh, even though we skip weeks.
Yeah.
All right.
If we're not here, it's a bye.
All right, fair enough.
No, the competition continues.
All right, fair
enough.
The
show must go on, my friend.
Except
you're
on
trying
air.
To back out now.
Except on
Are
air.
You behind in the tips?
I'm leading.
Are you leading?
Yeah.
You see, you're having a little bit of day because now I'm coming up from behind. You know?
Anyway,
you don't like leading. You like to chase.
Not really. No, like, I'd rather be way in front.
You prefer to chase.
Western Bulldogs versus Brisbane Lions.
Go the Bulldogs.
I'm going Doggies as well. Okay. Gold Coast versus Adelaide.
I'm going to go Adelaide.
I'm going to get Gold Coast.
Whoa, that's controversial.
Not really. I don't know what to think about footy.
Adelaide's kicking ass.
Swans versus GWS.
Go on the Giants.
In that case, I'll change my tip. Put me down for Adelaide.
No, it's too late now. The pen has spoken.
Ah, damn. I'm going GWS as well. Okay. Freo versus North.
Tough one. Going Freo.
Yeah, I'm going Freo as well. Yeah, North haven't won a game.
No, they haven't.
That's not a tough one then.
Freo's only won 1 or 2, I think.
That's all right. I'm going Freo. Okay. St Kilda versus Geelong.
Go Geelong just.
Yeah, I'm going Cats as well.
Okay.
Hawthorn versus West Coast.
West Coast all the way.
West Coast all the way.
Sam Mitchell playing against his old team.
Yep.
The captain to a premiership.
Well, that'd be scintillating. Richmond versus Melbourne.
I can tell you're a big fan.
A massive fan, you can tell. I love this AFL segment.
Richmond.
Yeah, I got Richmond as well.
Okay.
And then the big Anzac Day clash, the drug cheats versus the pies.
I'm going to go the pies.
Yeah, I agree. I can't pass up a pie on Anzac Day.
Back on the block. This is a great show. Feeling good. Do you want to talk more about the veggie garden?
No, I think we've covered the veggie cards.
What about can I have a Snickers on air?
You can have a Snickers on air.
Okay.
Are we allowed to say Snickers?
Snickers.
Is that a promotion thing?
It would only be promotion if we said something like, really satisfies.
That was delicious.
Yeah.
Very enjoyable.
Yeah.
We're going to talk a little bit of A-League, and then we can come back and talk about the garden in the next segment.
Okay.
The A-League finals are upon us, Damon. Now, firstly, I just ask you the question. It seems like our season's gone long.
Yeah.
But then when looking back, it's only 27 games, which is, you know, pretty consistent with most of the other leagues and whatnot. Just seems because it's carried over from the cricket season to the footy season, and now we're just playing finals. It's kind of a bit long. My second point is...
It's your off-season selection.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not into cricket.
If you're not into cricket, then yeah, there's your form of footy.
Yeah.
The second thing, there's only 10 teams in the comp, yet it's the top 6 that make the final. That is farcical.
It's a farce. It's ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous. So the Wanderers, even though they...
So what's the glory in finishing 6?
Yeah, well, ask the Wanderers, really.
Please.
They finished 8, 12 and 7.
I mean,
and
wow.
They're playing.
Roll final, out the red carpet.
Playing finals footy. Wellington just on like points. I know on the lack of draws really is the reason Wellington didn't make it through. That's just embarrassing. Yeah. However, I've got to do out of respect because there was too many records broken to not raise it.
Okay.
To the Sydney FC.
We don't give nice Gary's to Sydney FC on this show.
We do. We just did.
We're in the heart of Fairfield. You can't give tip of the hat and nice Gary to Sydney FC.
Respect where it's due, Damo.
They're scum.
These are the records they broke.
They're scum.
These are the records
Russian
they broke.
Russian scum.
Most competition points in a season. Okay. Longest undefeated streak to start a season with 19. Yep. Most goals scored with conceding a start to the season. Sorry. Most goals scored with conceding to start a season.
Best banner dedicated to them all season.
Yep.
That should be the award. That's a record.
First team
right
to record 20 wins in a season. No one's ever done that before. Yeah. The biggest ever winning margin for a premier with 17 points ahead of the second club.
Subject matter with most starting block YouTube views.
Yep. Oh yeah, yeah,
that's
definitely
another record.
Fewest clean sheets in a season. Yeah. Fewest games conceding multiple goals. Best goal difference. Biggest ever winning margin in Sydney Derby. What is that
biggest,
one in there?
Biggest douchebag coach in the league.
That'll happen. Yeah. First team with to win three consecutive big blues. Really? They're putting that in the record? Like, that's unnice, Gary, that.
Yeah. Can we reverse the nice Gary then?
No, I can't do it in reverse.
Okay. Well, let's just take it off the table.
Yeah, the last Gary's come off with the simple fact they put in the fact they beat the Wanderers by four.
No, not the Wanderers. That's Melbourne Victory, the big blue.
No. The other one as well. Biggest ever winning margin in Sydney Derby. Sky Blues beat Wanderers 4-0.
Oh, okay. There you go.
In round one. Like, Wanderers sucked in round one. Well, they sucked all year, really. But,
yeah. You know, they don't belong at Homebush.
No, not at all. That's what we said. No fans going there, and they don't go to league. They don't go to any sport that's there, with the exception of the Big Bash. That seems to still get a crowd somehow. But
it does, yeah, it does.
But yeah, no one wants to travel to Homebush.
It's a great little stadium.
Homebush.
Yeah, it's a great place to watch footy. I haven't watched the A-League there, but it's a great place to watch footy.
Yeah, see, I don't rate it. Like, no. I don't enjoy it. It's just too big.
You had a good time when you came out
to the footy.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about Homebush as in the big Homebush Stadium.
Oh, no, ANZ. No, they've been playing at Spotless Stadium.
Oh, Spotless. My apologies. No, yeah. I don't mind that stadium. That one's fine. I think you're talking about the big Homebush. Like,
I think recently they have to move on because the Giants are back playing.
Yeah,
but
fair enough.
They've been playing there also.
Oh, okay. There you go. Still, yeah, no, I enjoy the stadium. I don't like the travel to said stadium.
No. I hate ANZ.
Yeah, ANZ.
It's a cavernous pit of hell.
Yeah. Who's your tip for the overall premiership finals kickoff this week?
I don't know. Who's in it?
Sydney FC, Melbourne Victory, Brisbane Roar. Let's just talk about who's not in it. Yeah. There's less. Jets, United, Mariners, Phoenix aren't in it, Damo. Take your pick from the rest.
Okay. Give us the victory.
All right. Now, Sydney FC have won 1,000 games.
I just can't.
Well, I'm tipping them.
I can't tip Sydney FC. I can't tip Sydney FC for anything except off a bridge.
Yep. Fair enough.
Yep.
Let's have a look at Bahrain F1. Sebastian Vettel beat Lewis Hamilton, which...
Finally, we've got some action in this season.
Some action. Who was your tip? I forget who your tip was.
I tipped Vettel.
You did tip Vettel. All right. Excellent. So you're leading thus far.
Yes.
Vettel, Hamilton surprisingly second. Bottas was third.
Bottas is playing the great...
he's already
Barrichello
turned,
role
slash Felipe Massa
yeah,
where
Felipe just, Massa
where he backed up the rest of the competition so
yep.
they wouldn't touch Lewis.
Yep.
Thank you, Vettel. Kimi Raikkonen fourth, Daniel Ricciardo was fifth.
Raikkonen can't get the better of Vettel, can he?
Oh no, not at all. Kimi's way past his prime.
Yeah, what is he now, about 36, 37?
36, yeah, I'd call that 36, okay. 37.
What about Alonso? Is that car coming good at any stage?
No, not at all. He's buggering off for Monaco, did you hear? To go race Indy 500 that week.
Really?
Honda, because the Honda
he's
obviously...
He's skipping the Monaco Grand Prix
to go and race Indy 500, even though it's the same weekend.
Wow.
Because Honda's going to put an entrant in there.
If that doesn't tell you that an F1 driver has had enough of a car by skipping the Monaco Grand Prix, nothing will. And the Mitchell Stark party whistle means we're almost out of time, Greta.
It is. It's got about a minute 20. We're just talking about Fernando Alonso. The talk is he's now, he hates the car. He absolutely hates the Honda engine.
He hated it last year too.
And he's been told by his bosses to never say anything negative about the Honda engine anymore.
So he just leaves the country instead.
No, so now what he does is he does the over-enthusiastic, you know, I love it answer.
Ah, the sarcastic.
The sarcastic. Oh, yes. The Honda engine's great. It's great.
It's the best car I've ever driven.
It's the best car I've ever driven. Like, the power is just so smooth.
Good on him.
The Mitchell Stark party whistle has returned because
Alonso complains and there's no one around to hear it, Greeno, does it make a sound?
It does.
Okay.
Perpetually.
Even over in America for the Indy 500. Yeah. Has he ever driven an Indy car before?
He hasn't, no, but he'll be fine.
interesting.
Indy, you can drive those in your sleep. It's fine. The Australian squad for the Champions Trophy was announced today, and Mitchell Starkey's back, baby, from his... what do you have? Broken leg? Fractured knee?
You know, he's had it all.
No, goit.
He's the Iron Man.
Yeah, gout was what he's I was looking gout. For, not goitus.
Yeah. Hanging out with Buffer too much.
Must have.
Too many scoops.
The squad, no major controversies there. Steve Smith, Dave Warner, Pat
Faulkner
Cummins.
Not picked. He
Faulkner
was
not picked, yeah, so he shouldn't. There's too many all-rounders.
That's a controversy.
Aaron Finch. John Hastings comes back into the squad.
Hasto.
So he's basically replaced Faulkner. Yep. So yep. Someone...
See how he goes.
Faulkner mustn't have flushed.
But who didn't get picked?
Huh?
Who didn't get picked, Garino?
Faulkner.
No, who's your favourite bowler?
My favourite bowler.
Yeah. Well, it's not the rim job. not Remington. The other guy.
I don't know. We can ponder
The Queensland player.
We can ponder it for another week.
Okay.
No, we're talking about Jason Behrendorf.
Behrendorf. There you go.
He doesn't play one days.
Okay.
All right, we're out of him. See you guys next week.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
it's simply that.
Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell you the